During these times, people are unsure where they can turn to for resources concerning mental health and suicide prevention. And so I think just letting people know there's the Utah Strong Recovery Project, which is all geared towards people who have been affected mentally and emotionally by COVID-19.
Charity Jensen is a health educator with the Bear River Health Department and says the suicide rate in Utah for the year is slightly higher than last year at this time. According to Jensen, the best way to raise suicide awareness is to be open and honest as a community and provide information about health and resources. Utah Strong is a program in the state that is run under the Department of Human Services. The program receives funding to provide crisis counseling and emotional support for people recovering from various disasters. Jess Walker, a crisis counselor with the program, says this year's disaster is the COVID-19 pandemic.
The last 4 weeks, what I have heard from others on my team is that our state hotline has been extremely active and busy the whole time.
According to Walker, the counselors for the program have a lot of prior experiences with social work and counseling. Walker says a big contributing factor to suicidal thoughts may be general background stress from the pandemic, as well as what it has caused for jobs and financial strain. And the Utah Strong Hotline is open to anyone struggling emotionally or mentally in any capacity. More details about the hotline are available on upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.